While setting dates and times for 2020 Special Service District meetings and amending and adopting budgets, the Wasatch County Council heard from Mayflower Mountain Resort, who came asking for the creation of a new improvement district or special service district under the jurisdiction of the Military Installation Development Authority, or MIDA. Mayflower Mountain Resort is the new ski resort being constructed in Wasatch County near the Mayflower exit on US 40. The resort, when built out, will feature 1,000 private residences and multiple luxury hotels, including 100 rooms available to military members at a discounted rate. At the Jordan L. Special Service District, or SSD, meeting, Mayflower Mountain Resort requested the new district in order to finance the construction of the untreated water system on the properties, which would be used primarily for snowmaking. Attorney Robert McConnell, representing Extel, addressed the council regarding the request.
We had understood that the JSD wasn't interested in floating the bonds necessary to finance those. That's something that we've been exploring, and so that's why we were talking to MIDA about this proposal and wanting to bring it to your attention to make sure that you didn't have an objection with respect to it.
All culinary water would still remain part of the Jordan L SSD. However, the resort would own all of the untreated water system on the property used to create snow. The resort would be totally responsible for maintenance operations and replacement of those facilities. McConnell and Jordan L. Special Service District Manager Ron Phillips explains how the new district would act as a financing mechanism.
This district would be funded through a bond and assessments against the properties within the district that would be paid up on.
And MIDA would be the creating entity?
Yes.
So then they would.
So JSSD's credit isn't involved in any way, shape, or form with that creation.
I see this just as a financing mechanism that the Mayflower Mountain Resort owners are using to finance the snowmaking system. It would be much like Deer Valley or Park City, maintained and operated.
The council voted to continue the item to their next meeting in order to hear directly from MIDA, who would oversee the district. Additionally, the council voted to update the secondary water rate schedule in the Twin Creek Special Service District. Secondary water users within the area, located on the east end of the valley, will see an increase in secondary water rates. Councilman Steve Farrell expressed his disappointment with the increase, but felt it was the only option to keep up with the rising costs to provide services.
I don't like this system because the cost gets so high, it would force people to develop and utilize it. But I like the system because we don't have another answer. Because I don't know if it's a problem, we don't know how to solve it, and what they propose is probably the best answer that's out there.
The increase passed unanimously, with Councilmember Kendall Crittenden being absent. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.